What is up, beautiful people? I am here today with a great guest. We got the Green Bay guy in the building. But before we get to Ben over here, big shout to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show. And as you know, I made a video this week. Quick Trip just launched a new chip, right? It's we got the box right here. It's the Blueberry Dunker Donuts. The Blueberry Dunker Donut chips. It's very hard to say. It really is. But they got some new chips, so go check them out. You know what I mean? And also, I just saw on Instagram today that Quick Trip, they're doing something with some Quick Trip shoes. They look great. I would wear these things. But be sure to check the Quick Rewards app for all that. And this weekend, they're going to have those chips in store, so be sure to check it out. Over there at Quick Trip. But what is up? We are here today with the Green Bay guy. The Green Bay guy, for people who don't know, makes content Facebook, Instagram. I think that's it. And usually when people are on here, it's a lot more. You know what I mean? Facebook and Instagram. But also, he has a great website. So this, we're talking about the schedule dropping right now. He has a website for people visiting Green Bay. So if you've never been to Green Bay, or maybe only a few times, and you want to get a little more insight, go to thegreenbayguy.com. And he's got all types, like restaurant reviews. You got all types of stuff. Tell him what you're working with over there on the website. Because I think, especially with this show, people will love to hear it.
Yeah, I have places to eat, places to drink, things to do, things to see, and then miscellaneous stuff. And it's always a work in progress. I feel like it's not exactly where I want it to be, but we'll be getting there. But yeah, the other thing with it is I have all of my information on there. So if you do have questions, feel free to email me or text me, preferably email. I'm usually better at responding to those.
Yeah. So so everyone, be sure if you're not following on Facebook, because you're almost to 50,000 followers on Facebook. I think you're a great follow. You post some good content over there.
I appreciate that.
So how has the offseason been treating you? We're going to get into the schedule here in a second, but let's do a little intro, you know, little coffee talk, as whatever, however they call it. But
a little coffee talk.
How has it been? Yeah, you're drinking coffee. I got a couple of beers in me. I'm all stuttering. I haven't done one of these in a while. I got to knock the rust off.
Yeah, you got to shape back up here. Offseason's been good, man. As you know, I have a young son that turns 10 months. Next week, I believe. So my off season's been consumed by him in a good way. We've definitely taken a lot of walks around Lambeau Field, and we go to the pro shop a lot, and all of my money goes to him now. So that's just the circle of life. But other than that, it's been great. I just haven't been able to keep up on as much Packer stuff as I normally do because I'm sleep deprived and working through it.
Yeah, dude, you have a kid, it's over. Let's talk about that new space you got there. You know, I know that people don't know, but you've been working on this for a while now. And what do you got planned?
Yeah, so I got sick of being bullied by you every time I'd come on the show about my camera and how terrible it was. You know, we'd get done with the live and he's like, "You're embarrassing me, Ben. This is embarrassing. You need to, you're not coming on here again if you don't get your act shaped up." So, you know, after Matt abused me enough and yelled at me enough behind the scenes, I actually set up a space down in my basement. My friend Matt, not you, my other friend Matt, he might be watching. Yep, Mr. Lancor right there. I see his comment. Him and I built a wall in my basement. So I have a space now where I can actually do this. So shout out to you, Matt. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the Matt to call when you got to build something.
He is. He was very helpful in the process. He let me, we used his truck to haul everything. So that was really nice. He's a great guy.
Yeah. If you need something built,
yeah, reach out to him. what was it when we had Mason, you said and if you need someone to babysit, I'm sure you'll find them. I think the same applies for this too. Like if you need something built, I'm sure you'll find the person.
Yeah, that's like one of the oldest jokes, like, "Hey, if you guys need help, let me know, I'll go find someone." But all right, so we're gonna talk.
How's your off season been?
Oh, my offseason's been all right. Actually, I'm working on my basement too. It doesn't look as nice. It's not nearly as done.
Well, you got to call Matt. You got to call Matt. Yeah, right. He'll build your wall.
This setup looks pretty good. I just don't like it. It's like my son's bedroom. Down the basement, I'd have a lot more room.
Yep.
And it would be a bar, so I'd use it for like just regular times too, but also do the podcast thing there. And I think it'd be more natural to all have it in one spot, but I just have to fix it up a little bit because I don't want people seeing like the old refrigerator that hasn't worked since like,
like you just 8 years ago. Throw some beers in there and just call it your beer fridge, even though they're warm.
Oh, I do have a beer fridge over because like I just moved it when it stopped working to this corner and put a new one in. You know what I mean?
Perfect. Hey, you could get someone to haul that away probably for free. They'd take it for the scrap.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can get rid of it pretty easy. Just the stairs are a little sketched.
I'm excited to see what you do with yours, though.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. It'll be good. All right, so we are going to talk about the schedule here. All right, the schedule just dropped, as you know. We'll kind of go through this thing, and we'll hammer the chat to see what people think as we're going along here. But here is the schedule right here, all right? So, yeah, I got this thing. Dude, I'm ready on this one. The Packers are going to kick it off. I'm just going to rattle through the games, and then we'll kind of go one by one and kind of get your thoughts a little bit. We don't have to be all professional. This ain't NFL Network or nothing. But we got the Eagles to start this thing off in Brazil. And then they go they're home against the Colts. And then they're at Tennessee. That at home against the Vikings. On the road against LA Rams. And then Cardinals at home. Then the Texans at home, which is going to be a huge game. But we'll talk about all these. We got Jacksonville on the road. Then the Lions at home. Actually, that Jacksonville game, that's the Miami game is the Thanksgiving. I'm not that far yet. We got the Lions. We got the bye week, week 10. Bears on the road, you know, that's a W. Then the Niners at home. I think that's huge that Niners game is at home. Then the Dolphins on Thanksgiving at home. Lions and Seahawks on the road the next couple weeks. And then back home against the Saints on the road against the Vikings. And at home against the Bears. That is to be determined. But, Ben, just looking at this schedule, you don't expect you to like break down like the schedule or like the record and all that. But what are your first thoughts just kind of just glancing at this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I like that we don't really have a super long stretch of away games anywhere in there. It feels like it's pretty balanced of back and forth, home and away, which is, I think, huge. It allows you to, I think last season we had a few where it was like away, 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 and it just felt like you couldn't. I mean, it's harder to get momentum that way, I think. So I think it's nice to just get some home games in there and keep it balanced. The bye week in the middle of the season, I don't know. We'll see if that's a good time to have it. I know sometimes we've had bye weeks early and we're like, oh, that's too early. And then we have a slew of injuries. We're like, oh, it's the perfect time for a bye week. So we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot of primetime games that I'm pretty excited about. I mean, that's just showing that Jordan Love looks to be the guy, and the NFL thinks so as well. And they think that the Packers are going to be a competitive team this year.
Yeah, I think like what sticks out to me, like obviously the Brazil game, how they handle that coming back, they'll be at home. But like that's a Friday night game, right? So yep. They're going to be home by Sunday. And so I think that jet lag people are worrying about because, you know, that jet lag, I've never flown an airplane in my life. So I have no idea what jet lag is, but I know I don't want it. But
you need to go on an airplane, man. It's a good time. It's a good time to get away and see new places.
I've watched too many movies. I watched Lost like three times. All right. That my sister got married in like Costa Rica. And she's like, come to my wedding. I'll pay for everything or whatever. And I was just like, I don't know. Oh,
you should have went, man. It's a good time.
Planes I actually wish I would have. I mean, I think it was more than that. I think it was work and all that stuff. Too. Yeah. I've never been on a plane. But anyways. I would say that the Thanksgiving game is going to be huge. Dolphins are a good football team, but you know, it's not going to be cold. First of all, people keep saying, well, they're not going to be ready for the cold. Thanksgiving. I don't think it's, I mean, sometimes it is, but
I will tell you the worst game I've ever been to weather wise and cold wise is the Thanksgiving game. It was the, Packers Bears 2015. When they retired Favre, and it was like 33 degrees and rained the entire time. Yeah. Most miserable game I've ever been at. Coldest game I've ever been at, or the coldest I've ever felt at a game. So, you know, don't sleep on Thanksgiving. You never know, Matt. You never know.
I feel like the world changed. It's not cold on Thanksgiving no more.
Well, no, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
It can definitely be cold. To end it, at the end of the season, they got the Vikings and then the Bears the last 2 weeks of the season. I think that's interesting, you know, division games. Even like week 13 through 18, you know, you got the Dolphins, Lions. Obviously, it's going to be a tough one. Seahawks, I'm not really too worried about that. Saints, and not really too worried about that either. But the Vikings, I ain't worried about the Vikings, but it's a division game. I respect all division games. I mean, I'm not going to make a video about it talking about respect, because that's that is fun. But I respect division, because like, I don't care if it's a worst team in the division going against the best team. Usually they're going to play up to each other. It's going to be a battle. So we'll see how that season ends. And like where the records are, like where the division is. I'm going to get to some of these comments here and see what people are talking about. Chad says NFL sure loves the Packers playing on the holidays lately. Yeah, dude, I think that the Packers are a big money ticket. Like, there's certain teams who like people watch, even randoms. You know what I mean? Like, you're at Thanksgiving, people who don't watch football usually watch football. So and they know the Packers, they know the Cowboys, they know I don't know what other team, the Steelers. You know, like there's certain teams, even the Lions, especially for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
The average football fan knows those teams, so I think it's smart to have them on there. So like I've always said, it's because I hate the Cowboys, I think they suck, but like the NFL is better off like business wise if they're good. Same thing with the Packers. That's why when everyone talks about the NFL is rigged, I don't buy it, because the Cowboys would be winning more, like, because the Cowboys sell tickets. Like, people hate them, I hate them, we all hate them, but like it's a big state, it's a big chunk of land over here in America, and a lot of people live there and they like the Cowboys. But the Texans are coming up. Anyways, I forgot where I was going with that. I'm just kind of rambling here. But I want to get to a few of these comments, then we'll go through the schedule. What's up, Ron? He said, 2 years in a row on the road, Vikings home, Bears to end the season. Dude, look at the memory on this guy. I don't remember stuff like that, Ron. People ask me, like, oh, how was that? You were at that, you know, Rams game last year, huh? And I'm like, oh, was I? Like, yeah, I saw you post it or whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, I must have been. I don't remember, like.
Well, you do tailgate pretty aggressively. Yeah. So I mean,
maybe that's why I don't remember. Like, people are like, what do you think about the game? Who'd they play? Who won?
You just find Matt propped on like a bar stool at Stadium View, and that's just it.
Yeah.
That's where he remembers his night.
Jared says, my biggest question is, did MR win free wings for life from Quick Trip yet? No. You know what I mean? But they do sponsor me, so I feel like that's enough. I can't ask for too much.
Are you even eligible to win?
I'm not sure that I'm actually eligible to win stuff, but I don't know. I
would be surprised if you were.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if I won. Don't win stuff. Yeah. So let me bring up the schedule one more time. So what do you think? The Packers going to the Brazil, also playing the Eagles. 7:15 p.m. Central Time. Like I said, that is on a Friday. I don't know if we have to say like wins or losses, because I'm gonna say wins on all of them, baby. I'm telling you. But what are your thoughts like on the game and Packers playing in Brazil? I believe it's the first game in Brazil. Like, they've done London, they've done Germany, yep, they've done stuff. I think right. I saw on Twitter that it's the first game in Brazil. I never am confident in stuff that I think I know.
I'm pretty sure you're correct on that though. I think it's cool. I know a lot of people hate the idea that they're going international, and like I understand, like, I don't know, but I think it's really cool that you can like branch out. Brazil has a huge amount of Packer fans there.
Yeah,
like they have a huge Packers presence. It's gonna be almost like an extra home game in Brazil, and they're gonna be loud. I guarantee no one's gonna be yelling at people to sit down in their seats and give it a rest like at Lambeau Field. So I'm super excited to see the atmosphere there. I don't know. Hopefully they get a win. Who knows? It's always tough when you head into a new season, but yeah, I'm super pumped on it. What about yourself?
I like it. Like, you know, like the like you said, people get like worked up about it. Like, they're the Packers, first of all, like this year they have 9 home games. So like they're not losing
10 if you count Brazil. I mean, that,
yeah. And like you said, Brazil fans, all over the country, or all outside of the country, I should say, and inside the country. But whenever they go to London and all that stuff, like, I like a lot of people from different countries follow me, and they love the Packers. They live in Ireland, they live here or there. And even like when it was announced the Packers are playing in Brazil fans like were going crazy. They love it. So I think it's cool for them. And the NFL is trying to expand, because people always ask, why are they playing international? Money. That's why.
Dude, yeah.
It's about money. It's about spreading the game.
They played international for a long time. Even in the 90s, they played in Canada. It's from time to time. Like, it's not necessarily new. They're just doing it more often because of money.
Yeah.
And it's a business.
And, you know, and to be real, like, there's fans in other countries like Germany and Brazil and whatever, when they play there, they might be only once, but those fans, those Packer fans who stay up till 3 a.m. to watch a game, who are so dedicated, they get to watch them in their country. They get to, you know, I'm sure that a lot of them are still driving very far. It's not like they're playing in their backyard, but like they get a chance to see their teams, whether it's the Packers or whatever team. But like a lot of these like fans, like it's crazy. Like, yeah, the game starts at 4 a.m. here. If the Packers start at 4 a.m, like I'm dedicated, but like I'm gonna need a nap. I don't know. I have to restructure my life. Do I work?
Yeah, you have to figure out the logistics. That's for sure.
I mean, I respect to them. Sure.
I talk to a guy named Corey in Australia all the time. I had him on my podcast, and he'll like be up at weird hours to watch the Packers, and like it's pretty consistent for him. And it's just like, man, that's so like so much dedication to just be up at like 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. and then go to work right after the game, like not even a chance to sleep. Just wild to me.
Yeah, that's like some real dedication. Like I remember having to do that. Like if I had to work during the game back in the day, I remember DVRing it, whatever, and I would watch the game, but like I had to be real quiet because like my kids were like babies and like my wife was sleeping because it was gonna work. And it's something good to have, like yeah, you're like you're trying to yell, but like you can't yell.
Just gotta be chill.
But yeah, so what do you think about the Eagles? Do you think the Packers win that one? I mean, we don't have to go through.
The thing, Matt. I never make like predictions like that because I feel like every time I feel like every time I do, like it just goes bad. So I like the matchup. I just, you know, heading into a new season, it's so hard to know like who's going to be a competitor. You know, because last year's out the window, and like it's going to be a completely different team for both, even though a lot of players are going to be there. Chemistry might be different. It might be a slow start, a fast start. So I don't know. I like the chances. I think it's going to be a good game.
I think they're going to beat the heck out of them. That's what I think. I think
I think we could go all 17 games and that's going to be your response, which is great. Well, that's what I love about you, Matt.
But I really do think that I know the Packers aren't going to win every single game, but I don't think there's one game on this schedule the Packers cannot win. Like, oh, it's agreed. Like, oh, they don't have a chance, whatever. When you get to that level, and the Lions fans should say the same thing. You know, there's certain fans that can literally say it, but, and like, you know, the Bears say it, but it's not real. But, like the Packers have a good enough team. Like, they can win every game. Like, they have to stay out of their own way, like, tackle right, you know, do all the things that they know that they don't need. Coach Matt over here. I'm just saying, like, if they do all the things that they can do, because this team can be really good, like they could win every game. I'm not saying every game, but like every week they should feel like they can win that
it's
game.
It's a winnable game every week. Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not good at words, Ben.
No, I got what you're putting down.
All right, so then they're at home with the Colts. All right, so do you plan like right now going to any games specifically?
The beautiful part about living in Green Bay is that I don't have to plan anything. I just kind of see where things fall and who offers me tickets last minute that I can go to. So now that I've been here, I don't really plan games. I just kind of see what happens. Yeah, like you know how it is. You just see where tickets fall and if it lines with your schedule.
Yeah, like I don't plan on going to a ton of games this year because I'm gonna do a lot of live streams of the games because they've been really fun. And I don't know how many games it goes, maybe 2 or 3. But sometimes like I don't know I'm gonna go to a game, and like last year I went to a bunch at the last minute. I just went on ticket. I just bought them, but they were like so cheap. And then people don't know that you can buy the cheapest ticket and then just walk around and like find a spot and just stand. I don't want to keep saying it because like, I feel like more people are starting to figure it out.
Well, you like
that's
standing.
All I do.
You like
I don't like sitting.
You pace.
Yeah, I don't like this to just sit in one spot. I can't sit in one spot that long. Like, that's why I stand up for a podcast. I can't sit. I don't know if it's ADD, whatever. And it's funny because I'm also quite lazy. So, like, it's a weird thing. Because, like, while I'm standing, my wife's like, hey, while you're standing, why don't you do something? Grab a vacuum, walk around with it.
I think it's probably, like, it's probably stress, too. You know, there are anxiety of the game.
Yeah.
Where you kind of want to pace around a little bit. So you're kind of just staying active and keeping your mind not fully on with the nerves of the game.
Because even before I started podcasting and doing the live stream stuff, I would always stand like for the game. I would always, even if I'm at home, like I would stand. And Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I think you just you can't sit. Like I always tell people, if you see me sit down during a game, I lost confidence. Like things aren't going well.
What if it's like, you know, the 2014 game against the Bears where it was 6 touchdowns scored in the first half, 42-0 at half, and it's over. Can you relax then when you're like, oh, we're crushing the hell out of them. This game's done.
I was probably making videos, you know.
Yeah, but trolling. Could you sit down and relax, or are you like too amped up?
No, I think I'd be too amped up because like there was that Bears game when the Packers are losing. I think it was when Rodgers got hurt. I remember like posting about it. You know, I was doing stuff, making videos, and then the Packers started losing. Rodgers got hurt, and it was bad. And my phone was just like lighting up. Like Bears fans are going crazy. And I was like so devastated, and I was sitting down. And then they, Rodgers came back, and it all started. I made the drunkest video.
The 2018 game, right?
Oh, Bears fans. Yeah.
You got like, they pushed it on a, weren't you on the ESPN or the news? Yeah,
I think it was used in certain places. I was just hammered talking so much trash. It was a great day because I was drinking to like lose it because I was like, oh man, you know, Packers are going to get stomped. It's tough. It's the Bears. But then, the Bears do what the Bears do. Rodgers came back. But yeah, so Colts, you know, that they kick off at home. I think the Colts are going to win that one. I know you don't want to talk about, but I think who is the Colts quarterback right now?
Anthony Richardson. He got hurt last year.
Yeah, he got hurt last year. I think the Packers will win that one. I mean, I think every game, especially like the home opener, that's going to be lit because I think there's going to be a lot of cool tailgates. I'll probably go to that game, honestly. I don't know if I'll go to the game. I think I'll hang out by the tailgates for sure, even if I don't go. But it's at noon. I don't know. Getting up that early, bro. Sunday's my only day off. You know what I mean? But then they head off to Tennessee. They play the Titans. That's another noon game. What are your thoughts on noon games? What are you thinking? Like, what's the perfect time for a game to start for Ben?
Man, right now with Mason, my son, I don't mind noon games or 3:25 games just because he doesn't always sleep the greatest. So that at least I'm not up late for a game and then, you know, dealing with him. So right now, probably noon or 3:25 because I'm up earlier in the morning and then I try to go to bed at a reasonable time.
You're like 75. Dude,
I feel old right now, but that's the joys of young kids.
Well, I go to bed early usually because I work. My alarm goes off at 2:30 every morning for work. So, you know, and you know, then you just sit in the bed on the side of the bed just thinking like, what, you know, do I need this job? I do for right now. But we got someone commenting here. Sideline report. I just checked a game in Seattle. $320 for the cheapest seat. Those bastards, I'll be going still. That is crazy. I bet like closer to the game. That's one thing I saw. I think Kate on Twitter was talking about this today. A lot of times, if you're going to go to a game, you wait till the last minute. You can get cheaper seats.
Yeah, and, I talk about that on my article on my website. Like if you're brave enough to do the travel and stuff, if you have to travel, just wait till the last minute to buy tickets. You can buy them. They're all digital now anyway, so you can just buy them, get them to your phone in minutes, and prices start falling quick as it gets closer to kickoff.
Yeah, because people can't go for whatever reason. Like they're, you know, having a baby or whatever. I don't know if I need to make examples, but yeah, there's reasons people can't go, and then they kind of sell them quick, and then you can get them cheap. But there we go. Look, let's see what else we got here. Then we got the Vikings. All right, the Vikings at home, Ben. All right, your brother is a Vikings fan.
He is. I hate that the gold package has all NFC North games.
Yeah, they have all division games.
That's brutal.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, because we know. You know what I mean? We know. But how are you feeling? So the Packers are undefeated at this point. The Packers going in and then beating the Vikings. What's going on? And for anyone watching, listening, I will make a video, like a serious video going through like my you know, what I think is going to happen. You know,
can you make a serious video? You're like James Jones, man. You're like win.
It'll probably be like that, but I'll have one up talking about that. But for right now, we're talking to Betty Boy. But I don't know if you like that name.
No, I'm a
nickname giver.
Yeah.
But so, what are you thinking about the Vikings? The Packers are at home.
I mean, a rookie quarterback's always going to be a
tough situation. Yeah, early on with a rookie quarterback, I like that.
He's in a good situation, though. He's got some good weapons around him. But I don't know. I just feel like Minnesota's probably going to just have a bumpy year. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, probably a lot more downs than ups to start. That's just the life of an NFL quarterback, yeah. Especially a young one. Now, if he can turn it around, that's great. But I don't know. I feel like Minnesota might have one of those years where they kind of struggle a little bit more. Not to say that any game is going to be like a gimme or a bye week at all. But, you know, I feel like out of the NFC North, I'm probably maybe more confident going against Minnesota than like Chicago.
So
I feel like Chicago is like loaded up offensively, defensively, and has some pretty good weapons as well.
So you just like, that's like the nicest way someone said this team sucks. The Vikings are trash.
No. They got weapons. I'm not going to, I'd never sleep on like Jefferson or Addison,
I'm just kidding.
You know, but they have like a, you know, they have pieces that are getting old. You know, Harrison Smith is getting old. I don't know. It's just, they could come out and be hot. Who knows? That's the fun of the NFL.
They got some weapons. They got Aaron Jones. They got Justin Jefferson. They got that tight end, like you mentioned. They got a rookie quarterback. Rookie quarterbacks can play great. Usually don't play great, you know, like Patrick Mahomes great, but they rookies can definitely get the job done.
But he didn't play as a rookie. He was a second year guy to start, but like you don't see too often. Why am I spacing? CJ Stroud,
rookie. Yeah. It's very rare that a rookie is going to take your team, lift them up, throw everything on their back, and go for it. Like they're a good piece. Even Roethlisberger, when they went on that run his rookie year, it wasn't just him. They had a great team. They said, "Hey, don't ruin this thing." Yeah. But the Vikings don't have that. So the Vikings suck. We've established that. Ben says it. We both agree that the Vikings are trash, might not win a game this whole year. Then they go on the road, you know, L.A., take on the Rams. That is going to be a 3:30 game. Like, you know, that going across, going to L.A., I know a lot of people don't like the Packers going in that area. Not like they don't like it, like, don't go. Never leave. But, like, you know, sometimes it's trouble going all the way over there. Do you think the Packers spanked them as bad as the, because they're probably going to be really high off that Vikings, you know, domination, right? They're going to be like just peaked up because they just stomped out the Vikings by like 35 points. So you think they go in there and roll the Rams too or what?
I love your confidence, Matt, and I think it's such a great thing. I just think in the NFL, it's really hard to just spank teams left and right. Like no matter what, you know, Vegas always has to kind of make it close. So I think games are going to be always a lot closer than your energy you're putting out there. But I do appreciate your energy.
Plus, I just like to make you like feel uncomfortable because I know that you're not bragging. So I'm like, what you're saying? No, but I do feel like that. But I do also feel like when you got these, you know, like if there is a tough game against Minnesota where like the Packers or whatever week you want to talk about. And like a lot of times, like when you have a really hard fought battle, maybe it goes to overtime. That next week is tough sometimes when it's just so much draining from that previous week. So like you never know what's going to happen week to week, but sometimes you do. And the Packers are going to win this one too, Ben. All right, then they come back home and they got like every other, you know, on the road.
Yeah, it's nice.
Which isn't bad, you know what I mean? Because you're not like long stretches on the road. If you have long stretches at home, then obviously at some point there's gonna be a stretch on the road, and like throughout the whole season, like as you can see here, like they're not like on the road for any of, you know, extended period of time. You got Arizona, I don't even know where they got Kyler Murray over there. That's a W. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be another fun one. Marvin Harrison Jr. will be good.
He's like probably the rookie I'm most excited to watch. It's not a Packer.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be, you know, I think he's gonna be great to watch. I'm kind of excited to watch how they do. I do think, I mean, Cardinals have just had struggles. I don't know if it's Kyler related. I don't know if it's just like
their whole team. Bro.
I don't know
what they did in the, like 1907. But like they did something.
Yeah, they're one of the, if you think about it, they're one of the three original teams.
I think that they're like how they say it is like the oldest team that there is. I don't know how much, but I thought that they're the oldest team.
Started as the Chicago Cardinals, so you can see them.
Yeah, so you know, I think that wore off. I think we're over it. But but I think that like, and they've won the least, because like all the old time teams, even the Lions, dominated in the 50s. Like they were tearing it up in the 50s, and then they didn't do anything until like the 90s, and then they did like one thing. They won a division, and then they didn't do anything again.
Well, they went to the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner against the Steelers.
No, I'm talking about the Lions.
Oh, the Lions.
I kind of rambled off there. But yeah, because I'm saying like the Cardinals didn't win a lot for how long they've been there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had that. I was hoping that they'd win that too.
I wanted them as well.
Yeah. Anyways, I rambled on there, but I think they're gonna win that one. So we'll just hit out like on the main ones, you know what I mean? Because no one cares about the Cardinals. The Texans. I think this is gonna be a huge game. I can't believe it's a noon game. I don't think it will be. Can they move that? I don't know
if they would flex it that early in the season.
Yeah, I don't think that they flex that early. I don't think they flex like Thanksgiving time or whatever. But I can't believe that that's a noon game. But that
I'm very surprised about game. That as well. I thought that was gonna be like a for sure prime time.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun because it's like the future, right? You got Jordan Love, future Super Bowl champion, future MVP, future a lot of things. I'm just messing with you. I know like some Bear fan will clip that and like, see, he said it. But Jordan Love, obviously one of the guys that's popping up, a lot of people eyes on. CJ Stroud, like everyone, he had the MVP votes. People are pumped about him. This game is going to be huge. I forget what. Where that one was, let me check back.
I think here. That's home. I think that's
later. Yeah, home. Yeah, I think that'll be a good game to be at home. But I think it's going to be a hard fought battle. I think that'll be a close game. I think the Packers win it. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean,
I know you're. You know,
the weird thing about the Packers, and it seems like it's always been this way. Like the games that no one expects them to win are the ones they win, and the games that should be an easy win are the ones they lose. Or it's like way too close of a battle. So who knows with that one, but I think if Texans can keep the run that they had last year, I think that's probably going to be one of the best games we get to watch this year.
Yeah, I think they will, because I think both the Packers and the Texans, like what are we looking at here? That's week 7. Like I think both teams are going to come in there with a good record. Packers undefeated. Texans probably going to have like maybe a loss. I don't know.
I don't know their schedule.
Yeah, I just said that. I have no idea. I didn't even look at their schedule. I'm just like, yeah, give them a loss. Why not? No, but I think that they'll have a – no matter what the Packers are doing, the Texans are going to come in there with a good record. They're going to come in there to win. They're going to come in there to show something, too. Like, the Texans, I feel like all that whole team, C.J. Stroud especially, like, he feels like that this team hasn't been relevant in a long time. I mean, they had some years with J.J. Watt, and, like, they were trying to do some stuff, but they could never really get it. They got Doug Peterson. No, Doug Peterson's in Jacksonville. That other guy's in over there. But anyways, they have a good team, and I feel like when, like, just like Lion players, like when these players, they know this team sucked forever. This franchise sucks. Then they want to be the one like to bring it up. Obviously, C.J. Stroud wants to play there for a long time. Yeah, so like we'll see. But the Packers are going to win that
one. Well, and then the fans, too. Like, the fans get really way more amped. Like, look at the Packers back in the 90s.
Yeah,
compared to, I remember now. That. I mean, the Packers in the 90s were like loud. The fans were loud. People were like yelling, standing up. Now you go to a game and everyone expects you to just sit there and like, hey, keep it down, guys. We're trying to watch a football game here. I'm working on the wave, you know?
Yeah, like if you fall down the steps at Lambeau, they just look at you. I know. I know. Dude, I have a funny video where I fell on the steps at Lambeau where I slipped. And then I got up and I said, that's a good spot right there. That's a good spot. Like I pointed to the ground, like, and like good job ground for making me fall. It was funny, but no one tried to help me. They're just like, keep her moving, bud.
Yeah.
I think Jacksonville will be an interesting game. I think that they're kind of on the come up, but like they come up on the come up and then they kind of go down again. I don't think Jacksonville's a threat. Let's move on to the Lions. All right. So, the Lions Sunday, November 3rd, 3:30. Central time, week 9 over here. What are we thinking, Ben? Is this going to be a big win or just a little win?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be a good game. It's gold package, though, so they're going to sell all their tickets to the Lions.
Yeah, Lions fans will show up.
Yeah, so it's going to be another one of those where fans that just sell their tickets are not going to be there. And I'm still – I get irritated about that because I have to wait I don't know how many years for season tickets, but – yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. You know, I think I'm curious to see if Lions can continue with that success or if they're going to be like one of those teams that like found lightning in a bottle one year and it just didn't. You know, if you look back, was it Jacksonville 2017, I want to say, they had like a super strong team. They made it to the AFC Championship, maybe. I could be wrong on the year, but
yeah,
there's sure. that time where they like really made a run in the postseason and they lost. And then I feel like it just kind of fizzled out after that. I don't know if it's going to be the case for Detroit or if they're going to be there to hang around.
That's what you think is going to happen to the Lions. You got it. I agree. I think the Lions fall off. No, but I think the Lions were like, I felt like that was their window. Because I was talking about Jordan Love contract and the, you know, future contract, and Goff just got his contract. And someone was saying, well, the Lions window just, you know, they have 1 year because they paid their quarterback. I think that's stupid because their window already closed at the end of last season. paying their quarterback had nothing to do with it. No, but I don't think that their window closed. Obviously, I think the Lions, they got a good coach.
Yeah,
but I don't know that they're going to come back as strong. Like, how many Packer teams did the Packers have a good team, and like they should have won? Like, you can rattle off a bunch of numbers with years at the end of them, and there's a team that should have won it, or at least should have got to the dance and didn't. So. Well, I think the Lions.
And what really I love, good. What I love is that like the Lions got that taste of success, right? But they also got the taste of like what happens in the postseason when it doesn't go your way. And that really painful feeling of being up big in an NFC championship game just to watch it slowly, you know, fall away and then lose the game. And that like feeling in the pit of your stomach you get for like years talking about that game. Like they got to experience all of that. It was great.
It was fun to watch for sure.
Although I hated that San Francisco went to the Super Bowl.
Then
there's no team you that want was in like the Super Bowl.
That was like the bittersweet. I didn't know. My brain was so confused. Right. I don't want the Lions in the Super Bowl because I like that the Lions, you know, don't got no rings. But also I hate the 49ers. I'd rather have the Lions won the Super Bowl than the Niners. I'll say that. The Niner fans are obnoxious. Lion fans, I mean, most of them are pretty cool. I just talk trash because what are you going to do with it? We're rivals.
I mean, well, they showed up out of nowhere this year. Like I was getting a ton of them on my page, and I was like, dude, I never even trash talked the Lions. I've never.
Dude,
where are you guys coming from? Like, I don't even talk about you guys.
Dude, I had a guy come troll me. You know, I get up in the morning, my alarm goes at 2:30, and I check my notifications or whatever as I'm getting ready for work. And this dude was like spamming me, like talking trash about me, about my eyes, Packers, whatever, trying to be clever with his jokes, like three different posts. But the thing is, he shared an Instagram account with his wife. It was like, Billy and Mary, whatever. I'm not gonna.
It's always my favorite.
And I was like, so then I started talking trash. I'm like, bro, is this the guy or the girl? Like, who cheated first of all?
I always, yeah, whenever anyone's like being stupid and they have a shared one, I'm like, yo, you got to sign your comments so I know who I'm talking to. And then I'll start calling it like the wife's name, you know, I'll be like, okay, Cheryl, thanks. Appreciate the comment.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem with people. Like if you have an account, Instagram, Facebook for family stuff and you just want to have one, whatever.
But don't if
you're
in talk.
My comment, if you're talking trash, bro, I'm going to use it.
Yep.
I'm not even going to talk about what you're talking about. I won't even talk about what you're talking about.
You just got to go like, thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate the comment.
And then I told him at the end, after we were kind of going back and forth, and it wasn't anything crazy, but then I just said, I hope I didn't get you any trouble with the missus blowing up these notifications. All right, so let's get moving over here. So we both agree the Lions are going to get dominated that game. So the Packers have a bye week 10. I think a bye in week 10 is a good spot for a bye. It could not be if they have injuries early on, like they start getting injuries like week 5 or whatever. But right kind of in the middle, you know, there's 18 weeks. You maybe want it a little bit earlier than that. I don't know, but I don't think it'd be too greedy. I'd rather have it at week 10 than like the first bye week. You know what I mean? I don't like those really early ones. Sometimes you get lucky and you got some injuries, really bad injuries going, you know, really out the gate. And that helps, but I don't think it matters. Like for bye weeks, sometimes – I think somewhere in the middle you want to be. I think that that's for players. You probably prefer it too. Like, what the hell do I know what players want? But I would assume because right there in the middle, you get a nice little rest and then go for that final punch. But yeah, I like the bye week. You think it's good right there? You kind of mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, ask me, I guess, in week 10 if I feel like it's a good spot. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Week 10. I'm not going to remember this conversation, Ben. I don't know how good you think my memory is.
Oh, it's great, Matt.
Dude, my memory is so bad. I don't even remember when we started this. You know what I mean? All right, so let's keep moving over here. What other games we got highlighted on here?
Go ahead.
The Bears. All right. And coming off a bye week, kind of like that, they're not going to need it. You know, the Bears are probably going to be what? Like, you know, they'll have about 3 wins by then. It'll be a good time.
I'm really disappointed, Matt. I really thought you're going to be like, hey, and we got another bye week to follow up with the bye week. See? Like, I was like waiting. It's like such an easy.
If you're going to help me with material, do it on the slide. Dude,
you're in front of everybody. Your level of comedy is just too high for those like soft.
Oh, yeah. Jokes. Yeah. That's low fruit right there. And I didn't really go through the schedule that close to even remember like what was next. But we got the Bears. It's going to be right after a bye. I know everyone's high on the Bears. I'm not. I think the Bears are still going to be trash. I know they got some weapons, but do they have an offensive line? Is Caleb as a rookie? Like Bears fans seem to think he's going to come in like a 4-year vet. This is my problem. Let me go on a little rant right here. Not even about the
Bears.
Please do. But like the same thing with Caleb Williams. Like if he's not that good his first year, like even still, you shouldn't say, well, he's a bust and he's done, whatever. It takes time for some players. Even like last year, like what Jordan Love, I talk about the Packers going to be good this year. And then everyone, like all the haters or whatever, they're like, well, you were 8-9 last year, whatever. Like he was only good half the year. Like, yeah, it was his first year starting. If you expected Jordan Love to come in and play like a 4 or 5 year vet, like on the field playing, that's just not going to happen. So everything that he did last year, he's going to get better at. He's got better weapons. I wouldn't say better weapons, but his weapons got better because they all had one more year with each other. And, and the same thing with Caleb Williams. I don't expect him to come in and be good at football. Like, he's going to miss stuff. He's going to screw up, especially with the Bears coaching staff. Like, I know that they got some new people or whatever. I don't care. I don't care if they bring back Ditka, bro. The Bears have some kind of jinx, some kind of hex. They don't know how to handle quarterbacks. And then this quarterback seems really interested in, like, being famous and the celebrity life. And I don't like to trash, like, especially like young kids, because it's not all him anyways, because the camera's always in his face. He's a, you know, big shot. He's in Chicago, big city. Like he's going to get so much attention, which will even drive it even harder to be successful there. Maybe that's why Justin Fields, Trubisky. I know that people are like Bear fans. Like, we never said, yeah, you said Trubisky was going to be great. There's articles. You can just Google it. Trubisky, King of the North. You'll find them. All those posts. Justin Fields was the same thing, and now Caleb Williams. And I would assume that Caleb Williams is a better athlete than Trubisky. You know, I thought Justin Fields was pretty good. I don't think that they handled him right at all. Hopefully, he gets another shot somewhere, and he can actually try to redeem his career because the Bears just took a big old duty on it.
See him just like crush it in the NFL? Like,
dude, love for him to get traded
somewhere. I know he's in the Steelers right now, but he's a backup. But like, you know, goes to the Titans or something and just like,
yeah, he needs to get like a spot. Like, he has to be on a team that has a shot to get him on the field. Like, they got Wilson. They signed Wilson too. And but they're not paying Wilson much. The Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos, you know, are covering the check.
Yeah, that genius staff they got over there. But they're paying Wilson. So if Wilson doesn't play well, the thing is, Wilson kind of does play well. I had him on fantasy last year. He was killing it. Anyways, we're not talking about that. But I mean, obviously, as a team, they weren't successful, but he was putting up numbers, at least fantasy-wise. Not like outlandish, like crazy, but like the average numbers a quarterback's supposed to put up. Anyways, I think the Packers are going to dominate there. Is that what you said, Ben? Packers are beating the crap out of the Bears?
Yeah,
Bears sure. Yeah? Why not?
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think I should have had the Bears still suck song chime, maybe. Okay, so the next one, so then, that's kind of tough, but this is actually kind of a good spot. Let's talk about this. They got that bye week.
Let's look at, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, but let's look at that next stretch, right? Like how many NFC teams are in that final home stretch, you know, all but Dolphins. So like,
yeah,
the NFC's, I mean, that could be a make or break stretch there with how many NFC teams you're got in a row, starting with the Lions. Like that's a big stretch of NFC teams minus the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be tough right here because you got, but I think that there's some good points to this because you got the Bears on the road right after a bye week. That's done. That's like, you know, whatever, a little practice for the Niners. And then you got the Niners at home. This is a 3:30 game. I think that's going to be a key game. Obviously, the Niners are a team the Packers want to beat, and they have beat them in the regular season. Niner fans talk about all this owning stuff. First of all, whenever another fan base says they own the Packers, like look in a dictionary, dude. What does own mean? You can't own a team if your record is like losing to them, or you beat us in the playoffs. You know, talk that, and I won't say a word. Whenever a Niner fan talks about stomping us out in the playoffs, I will shut my mouth because it's just true. What are you gonna do? It sucks. But the Packers are going to be playing up for that game. The Packers are ready to go. I think the Packers win that game. But by no means will that be an easy game. That's going to be a very good game. It's going to be a very good game. That's a playoff game right there, especially at that point, week 12. You know, I think both the Packers and the Niners are probably going to be in situations where, like, they got to keep them moving. They're going to, you know, because the Packers are going to be undefeated, obviously. But the Niners, they're going to have a good record, too. And we're going to – I think that's going to be one of the best football games of the year. It's gonna be interesting. And then, like you said, the very next week, they got Miami at home. That's a Monday, Thursday night football game. That's a Thanksgiving game, and that's gonna be a good one. I think the Dolphins are good, but they, you know, they're that they're coming from like surfboards and stuff. I don't know what they do there, but it's gonna be a little chilly. I don't think it's gonna be crazy cold. It could be. I'm not a weather meteorologist, but lately it hasn't been too crazy on Thanksgiving. I don't know, but yeah, I think that's gonna be a cool stretch. They're gonna got some tough ones there. Then you say like Lions, Seahawks, and then New Orleans, and then those two end games, the Vikings and the Bears. That last stretch, which every team, that last stretch. Like I don't care who you are, you gotta win at the end of the season. I don't care if you got three losses, two losses, whatever. You have to win out at the end of the season. You have to go into the playoffs hot. You want to get in there. And I think that is going to be a rough stretch. So what are your real thoughts? You think the Packers sweep the Lions? Think the Lions sweep the Packers? You think they split it? Like, I know that you're not a big guessing game, but the Lions obviously are the leaders of the North. I'm not going to call them the Kings of the North because that's silly because won it once. I see this, dude. It irritates me. People talk about because they have some catchy thing like Lions pride. Yeah, where was your pride when your stadium was empty? I got memes I used to make in like 2015. You could throw like 1,000 eggs in the stands in Detroit and not hit one fan.
Yeah, to answer your question, I feel like, you know, I think those division games are always tough, and I wouldn't surprise me to split it. But I don't know if we'd split it the way that like people think. Like I could actually see it being like last year where they beat us at Lambeau, we beat them in the dome, or the other way. I don't know. I just feel like you always split those like tough division games.
Is it really 4 primetime games in a row? Let me go back to the schedule here.
I think so, because you got the Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You got Thanksgiving. You got December 5th, 7/15, 7/12. Dude, they do have four prime time. I mean,
5 if you're taking the 3/25 game into effect. Yeah. Too. I know that's not prime time, but it's a, you know, more designated slot for playing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know that it's really bad, like, for the team.
It's bad for my sleep schedule.
Yeah, it's definitely, because it's bad for my vacation days. Yeah. I'm at the user or sick days. I thought I was getting fired today. Pulled me in there like, hey, we got to talk to you about your attendance. I'm like, but I still got a job, I'm happy to say. But, yeah, you got to save those sick days for the season. But, I don't know that. Has that ever happened? I mean, I assume it did. It's not the first time. But 4 primetime games in a row. I'm not sure that happens too often.
No, probably can't imagine not.
I watch Theo Von a little bit. You know, how Rogan has a guy. They always like, hey, check that. I need a stat person just like in the corner.
Yeah.
That's why I like. I don't know if you ever watch or listen.
What's your wife up to? Have Michelle do it. Like,
yeah.
Michelle,
she's like, Google this. Yeah. Google.
You just need to get like, you need to get one of those like Amazon Alexa things that just listen to everything and just yell at her. Alexa, stat line.
I should do that. I got one.
Yeah, it won't work well.
No, it won't. She always gives you attitude. She turns lights on for no reason. We have an Alexa that turns a light on every day at the same time, like 7:30.
Did you set and a schedule?
I never want it on. Someone did at some point. I don't know how to change it. So every day it just turns on, scares the crap out of you. They're like, Alexa, turn the light off.
Dude, it's probably your son's a troll. Your son probably did it on purpose. like just to screw with you, like he used
yeah,
to
they're
do
like, they're not smart enough to fucking to like change this thing, you know, let's be for the
just,
end of the
just
day.
Like he used to create like what Viking fans accounts to troll you on Twitter so you'd block them over and over again. Yeah. Was it, yeah, Josh do that?
Yeah, yeah, he might have. Labor, I don't know if you're talking about what I do. Yeah, I work at a cheese factory, but sideline reports is Packers sweep Bears and Vikings split with Lions. Hey, all right, I would take that, and I actually think that might happen because even the way the Packers, you know, the Packers made a schedule release video on Instagram.
That was great. That was great. Wes Hodd was in there.
Yeah, Wes Hodd. Tom Grassi was in that thing. Grassi, Aaron Nagler.
Nagler was there.
Was that a current Nagler or older Nagler? I feel like that was a younger version of Nagler.
Dude, I have no idea.
They using old videos of him. He looked young. Either way, if it was current, shout out to Nagler. You know what I mean? Yeah. Looking good, my friend.
Yeah.
Not looking me. Good. No one ever says that to me. No one's like, is that him 20 years ago? No, they know. They know. I was 20 years ago. I was skinny.
They're like, God, but, he's looking rough.
Yeah. Every time someone sees me, like, are you all right? How you doing? Thanks.
Yeah, are you dying? I thought I read you were dying.
I don't know. I know it's not AIDS because you'd be a lot skinnier. But anyway, that's not funny. I shouldn't joke about it. but yeah. So yeah, that's all. I think that this end part of the season, I think, will be interesting. But you know, I the Seahawks. I don't like the Seahawks. I probably forever will hate the Seahawks. So I hope that they just stomp the crap out of them. I think that'd be cool. I think all these games are good. Primetime games. That Dolphins game is gonna be good. That Lions game is gonna be good. That Seahawks game, yeah, I think the Packers will probably clean house with them. You know, totally knock them out, make them regret playing football. You know, they actually play basketball. And then the Saints, like, I don't have any hate for the Saints, but my very first live stream was against the Saints. Remember that week one they played the Saints. And I was like, oh, I'm going to start doing live stream for the games. This should be fun. And I was like, yeah, I'll be rough, you know, at first, because it's not an easy thing to do, especially alone. When the Saints just come out and just
slaughtered them,
totally beat the crap. And the whole time, like, yeah, there's still a little bit of time here. Like, I was like, anybody who watched that live stream, like, I was like totally in my head. Like, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my, I don't know what to say. Cause like, what do you say when you're just getting absolutely drilled? And like now I'd be better at it because I've done it enough times where I'm just like, whatever, like laugh it off or whatever. But it was like very first one. I was so nervous and then it was just a total, utterly domination. It was like 35-0 at half. I forget what the score was, but
yeah, that was a bad one.
It was horrible. I didn't enjoy it at all. But but then you got the Vikings and Bears. Obviously those are gonna be tough, like close games. I don't know about that Bears game. The Bears will probably be out of it. They already got the U-Hauls packed up. You know what I mean? That's why I said to be determined on the schedule, because they're not sure the Bears are actually going to show up. Their season already been over for 5 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you know, but that look at last season, their season was over too, but they wanted to play the spoil, you know? So you never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because the Bears are kind of the same way like the Packers. They want to keep their foot on the throat. Like Jordan Love wants to keep this going, like domination of the Bears and all that. And all the players do, I guarantee it. But the same way the Bears, you know, that those Bears players come on podcasts and talk about how badly they want to beat the Packers. They're just like, it's horrible for them because they suck. And they just like forever, like just getting stomped out, like just like going to work every day knowing you're going to get punched in the face.
That's pretty much how my day is every day.
Yeah, mine too. Every day, no one punches me, but they say hi to me, and it's the same. You know what I mean?
Pretty much the same.
You ever hear someone say someone's got a case on a Mondays? That'll shut your day down. And you know, they're kind of right when they walk up. Good morning, like shut up.
That's why I work remotely. You know, I work remotely. I don't talk to anyone. Works well.
I work at a cheese fair. I gotta talk to people. No, most people I work with are cool. I'm just joking. These are jokes, folks. But yeah, I hate my job though. Anyway, so there we go. That is a 2024 schedule. I'll do some more. Like I'm gonna probably get a bust out a video here in the next couple of days talking about this schedule more in depth. It was cool talking to Ben about this, and everyone in the comments. I appreciate Ron Talk Sports. Big shout out to him on Facebook. You guys should follow him. He does good stuff. Sideline Report over on Twitter and YouTube does some good stuff. I appreciate everyone in the chat, everyone who listens live on the podcast. If you don't want to listen, or if you haven't listened on the podcast, you can check on the Matt Ramage Show everywhere that you listen to podcasts. It's probably going to be there. You know what I mean? I have confidence it's going to be there. And always be sure to check out thegreenbayguy.com. Anyone who's going to a game this season, and you've never been to Green Bay, or maybe only a handful of times, you want to learn some stuff, check out his website, thegreenbayguide.com. I will put it in the description on the podcast, and then I'll try to edit it in there on the YouTube and all that stuff too. And also, big shout out to Nick Laylaw. All right, Nick Laylaw, sponsor of the Green Bay Guy, of course, and a sponsor over here. So Nick Laylaw, you know, look at that in the top right corner, Russell. I wish I had a bald head with some beard like that. You know what I mean?
Dude, I wish I could grow a beard like that.
Yeah, that I got the opposite. I got crazy hair and no beard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But big shout out to Nick Laylaw. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you get an accident, you got to deal with lawyers and all that stuff, check out nicklaylaw.com. They're going to help you out with that stuff. And big shout out to Quick Trip. Be sure to watch for their blueberry
dunkers.
Blueberry dunker chips that they just came out with. They are fantastic. You're going to love them. If you love blueberry dunkers, you're going to love this. And also check out the Quick Rewards app for Quick Trip. They're giving away like some Quick Trip shoes. Go check out the details over there on on the Quick Rewards app. I'm sorry, I was reading the comment over here. But we're going to wrap this thing up, everyone. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to follow the Green Bay Guy over on Facebook, over on Instagram. And you got a lot of good content coming up. He's going to start doing some video content. And he's going to show me how it's done. You know what I mean? Because I'm lost. But I appreciate you, Ben, joining me tonight.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate you having me.
Here we go. Go Pack. Go to Bears. Go. Suck, baby.